You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 22nd day of January 2012. Our all-day ag outlook. Tickets went on sale this morning, and as of just about 11:30, 40 of them had already been sold at $25 each. There are about 365 available, so they go fairly quickly. Actually, they go in 5 to 6 days, so if you want one, probably better call sooner than rather later. The number to call is 217-333-7300 for our all-day ag outlook, scheduled for Tuesday, the 5th day of March, over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, is one of just a handful of people, and certainly, I think, now the only one who has made every one of those events, and he will be there again this year. Hi, Wayne. How are you today?
Hey, well, looking forward to that all-day outlook meeting. You know, it's always a lot of fun, and great to see these sellout crowds and get to talk to a lot of our old friends.
Yeah, lots of old friends. Hey, another thing, you'll be here on campus on Friday evening this week. Thanks for joining in on our Voices of Illinois Agriculture. Actually, you're the reason it's happening, Wayne, so thank you so much for that. If you hadn't had a hot hand and been bidding at our Salute to Ag Day event in September at the football game, we wouldn't be doing this, and we sure are proud to have you along for that, and you're the reason Orion's going to be with us, too.
Hey, you know, it's just a lot of fun to do these things, and we've always been a fun-loving group here at WILL, and you put Paul Cooley and Wayne Nelson together, and you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you get Cooley and Nelson together, and, well, something's going to happen, and it's usually going to be fun. That's fantastic. Hey, one other thing. If you didn't happen to get a ticket for that event, but you do want to come and visit with Orion and buy a book from him, he will have a, buy his latest book, a book signing event just before our event at Bevere Hall from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, so drop by there then. I suppose that we probably had better talk about the marketplace. Kind of mixed in Chicago today. What happened, Wayne?
Well, you know, we saw a big explosion in the bean market. Of course, the weather in South America, a continued wet in the north, delaying harvest, and dry in the south, and dry in the northern part of Argentina that way. That, of course, spurred things. We're seeing tremendously good crush margins in China, and they're aggressively wanting to buy beans out of South America, which they're about 4 weeks and might be knocked back another 2-3 days on that and make it 10 days behind on their schedule, and their boat lineup's getting large. And we saw a couple boatloads probably saw the Pacific Northwest to China this morning. So a lot of enthusiasm there. Russia talked a lot about dropping their import tariff on wheat from France on Friday. We saw a big surge there. And today I think we saw a little bit unwinding of short beans, long wheat, and a little bit of just wheat selling and profit-taking when they didn't do that. And, of course, the wheat being down 12 pretty much pulled the corn, so it didn't really surge here today. But, you know, we saw some of the advisory firms actually exit some of their short November hedges today on the close, with a close above 13.10. So a little bit of optimism, closing over 14.15, over $13 in the new crop, in both the old and new crop beans.
Now, so do you think this weather segment has legs under, real legs under, other than just being a scare? I know we heard about it last week during the closing mark report from many of our meteorologists. Ed Kieser talked about it on Commodity Week in his segment. And I did see Michael Cordonier on This Week in Agribusiness with Orion taking that segment up, too, in last week.
You know, if they would turn around and start getting rain, no, it doesn't. If it continues to plague them in some of the areas, and maybe we see, if we remember last year, we started off and we kept shrinking South America's crop. Now, I think we're in better shape than we were last year at this time down there, but there are a few problems going on, and, you know, we want to keep a close eye on them, especially with the crush margins as good as they are, Todd.
What do you see for corn at the moment?
The corn, you know, the old crop corn, the market's just tight. It's not moving much. Every time we have exports or export sales, we're going to say they weren't very good. It's because we don't have much supplies to sell, but the world market's going on. But we're going to be watching, you know, as Informa pegged them, 99.3 million acres coming up here. Everybody's trying to push into new crop and try to get by into that time period, but A lot of talk about the old crop, new crop spread, and people thinking that could continue to widen out.
Getting many questions about crop insurance yet?
No, not really. I think the questions are still for some of these large claims is, where's my check yet? because, of course, that takes the RMA audits, and those take a while. But, you know, we're going to be getting closer to that here soon. But a lot of the guys, you know, just thinking they want to see what February brings and what the price is going to be, and they're going to definitely be I think most everybody that had insurance is going to continue to buy it even at a higher rate, and those that didn't have insurance are going to be in line to get some this year.
We'll see you to Friday night at 6 o'clock here on campus.
All righty, thanks,
Of course, we'll see you at 4. Yeah, for Commodity Week, absolutely. Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, and will be our guest on Commodity Week, and then a panelist at our Voices of Illinois Agriculture event this Friday evening. If you bought a ticket for that and you're wondering about some of the particulars, I'll send an email out to you probably later this evening, maybe yet tomorrow, with all the particulars about where you're going to park and what time and those sorts of things.